This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India is emerging as a global leader in space aviation convergence, addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting and plenary session of World Air Transport Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Prime Minister remarked that civil aviation sector has witnessed historic advancement over the past decade, which are well recognized.
ये कार्यक्रम चार दशक बाद भारत में हो रहा है. इन चार दशकों में भारत में बहुत कुछ बदल चुका है. आज का भारत पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है. ग्लोबल एविएशन इकोसिस्टम में हम न केवल एक विशाल मार्केट है, बल्कि पॉलिसी लीडरशिप, इनोवेशन और इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट के प्रतीक भी है.
Mr. Modi said that the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in Indian civil aviation, and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. He underscored India's role in the global aviation ecosystem, not only as a vast market but also as a symbol of policy leadership, innovation and inclusive development. Speaking on the occasion, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said that the government is committed to develop 50 more airports in the next 5 years in the country. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced on Sunday, will culminate today. India and Paraguay have decided to further strengthen their ties in sectors like clean energy, green hydrogen and biofuels. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi. Both the countries also expressed their commitment to overcome the menace of cybercrime, organized crime and drug trafficking. Mr. Palacios is on a three-day state visit to India. President Draupadi Murmu has appreciated Paraguay for its continued support of India's position on matters of global importance, including at multilateral forums such as the United Nations. Welcoming President Santiago Peña Palacios of Paraguay at Rashtrapati Bhavan, President Draupadi Murmu said that relations between India and Paraguay have been cordial and friendly. She thanked the government of Paraguay for its firm condemnation of terror and its message of solidarity following the heinous terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the meeting, the two leaders agreed that there is immense potential to further deepen the ties. They expressed confidence that this visit will help strengthen the relations and open new areas for engagements. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Kerala, Mahi, Konkan, Goa, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department predicted light to moderate rainfall at some places accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi today. In Jammu and Kashmir, over 60 unexploded shells have been successfully located and neutralized in forward villages along the line of control in Poonch district. As of now, a total of 67 unexploded shells have been successfully located and neutralized. A defense spokesman said that these shells were diffused in villages Chajla, Julas, Mendhar, Mankot and Lower Krishna Ghati as part of an ongoing effort to protect lives and property in border regions. The army has been conducting systematic demolition of unexploded shells left behind after cross-border shelling by Pakistan between May 7 and 10. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Indian wrestlers for their phenomenal performance at the third ranking series in the Ulaanbaatar Open 2025, bringing home 21 medals including 6 golds. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India's accomplishments in sports continue. He added that India's Nari Shakti has given their best ever performance at the ranking series, making this feat even more memorable. The PM said that this sporting performance will inspire several upcoming athletes. The Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will be held in India and Sri Lanka from 30th September to 2nd November. The International Cricket ICC yesterday announced the schedule for the tournament in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.